Okay, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah, good idea with the windshield wipers. I have seen quite a few people do that, and I mean, for some reason I've just never done that. But yeah, as far as sticking to the windshield when it's icy and everything, it definitely is going to save them. And although mine are, I don't know if they're the originals or not, but I know they're at least a couple of years old, so probably didn't hurt to change them out and get some fresh ones on there. All right, continuing on down our list, next we will go to Rick, KC8VOA, and standby Doug. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and good evening to everybody on the net. Been a busy day today. Took my granddaughter back to North Branch today, and so that's 3 hours of driving right there. Windshield wipers, you know, from the refills we used to be able to put in and everything else. Remember the refills? They don't sell refills no more, so they've gotten much more expensive. And you can put out quite a bit of money in. Bosch was one of the better pair to get, according to Project Farm. So, but they're not cheap. They're not cheap. You know, you can drop $40 in a windshield wiper blade real quick and easy. So that's a lot more than the $3-4 when I remember putting refills in, you know. So, yeah. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, so I will not make the board meeting on Wednesday. I've got that going on over at the Midland campus, so I'll be over there. Other than that, not a whole lot, more going on here. Just it's been a busy day. Had three granddaughters here today, so, and my daughter stopped by today too. So that was a surprise. And with that, I'm gonna turn it back over to Net Control. I am one and done tonight. I'm gonna say 73 to everybody. KC8VOA.